We're praying for you, brother.
All right.
Where's the recording? We got it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, brother.
That looks right, don't it?
Yeah. Love that green.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate this opportunity, privilege. You know, and it's a blessing for us, really, to have these things. And of course, you know what we do as men? We get to the place where we take it for granted. It becomes common. You know, it's just another church camp. It's just another meeting. But really, what we need to recognize is it's a privilege. And, you know, if God don't send down the power, ain't nothing going to happen anyway. You know, and so that's what we need, is God to help us and move in the service. We can't do anything without Him. And certainly we want to try to preach the truth. But you know, God's got to accept what we bring to this altar. You know, if you're going to seek the Lord, you're going to have to do it His way. And God's going to prove it, whether it's acceptable or not. So I want to start in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. If you'll turn there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 1 says, "For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain, but even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts." And we are on trial.
Amen.
You know, we forget sometimes that we're on trial. But my thought was that, but as we were allowed, you know, if God don't allow it, there ain't nothing going to happen. You know, if God hadn't given us this dispensation of the gospel, then we wouldn't be saved. We would be still without hope. You know what a glorious thing it was when God spoke of a day that He had sent a light to the Gentiles. That's you and me. And this Bible says that we were without hope in the world before that day. And really, we were ignorant men. We were in darkness. And so it took the power of God, you know. And God don't start, I heard Brother Billy Mitchell say this, and he's right. God don't start with regeneration. He starts with illumination. Is that right? Listen, God has to wake us up and show us where we're at and what our need is. You know, if God don't wake us up, we're gone. We're without end. I think about so many folks that God allowed them to be illuminated, allowed them to see, allowed them to have more light than others, you know, allowed them to be saved. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, He went by the well where the Samaritan woman was. And He gave her some light. Listen, I pray that God would see fit to give us light tonight. And that He'd allow the gospel to come to every heart and all our hearts to seek out what His will is for us and what our need is, you know. If God don't do something for us, we haven't got anything. We haven't got anything to work with. We haven't got anything to say to anybody. It'll all be in vain. Paul said, but that it was not in vain. Boy, sometimes I feel like, you know, you go to folks and it's just vain. And, you know, what we need to do is not put all the blame on them all the time, Maybe sometimes the blame's on you and me.
Yes.
Maybe sometimes the blame's on you and me. And of course, you know, this Bible instructs us to not be high-minded, but fear.
Yes.
High-minded.
Yes.
You know, we're just grafted into this, Paul said in Romans.
Yes.
Listen, we're not even the natural branches on the tree.
Yes.
God's cut us out of a wild olive tree and grafted us into this. And he said that we don't bear the root bears us. And so, listen, what happened to the natural branches? They got cut off because of unbelief.
Yes.
And the same God is trying us.
Yes.
He's trying us tonight. He's trying you.
Right.
I pray that God would visit you in a special way. But if God doesn't visit you, well, listen, friend, I don't know what to tell you.
Amen.
Except cry mightily to God.
Yes.
Peradventure God might hear from heaven. He might humble himself to look upon your state, and he might have mercy upon your soul and upon your need before him. If God doesn't show us any mercy, all that's left is wrath. All that's left is wrath. And listen, you know, this Bible shows us that God don't accept just any old thing.
Nope. Amen.
Isn't that right? He don't accept just any old thing. You know, he rejected Cain.
Yep.
He rejected Cain. I think about Sarah and Abraham. You know, they tried to use their will to provide an heir. God rejected it.
Amen.
He rejected it.
Right.
And listen, they had to turn back to God's promise. That's what a lot of us need to do.
Right.
Turn back to God's promise.
Yeah.
And put our turn with our whole heart, put our faith in Him and do His will. And of course, you know, I think about Cain. You know, as far as I can tell, God gave him a place to come back to the altar. He had some illumination.
Amen.
Isn't that right? But he rejected the will of God and he finally got cut off.
Yep.
Listen, you better believe God will cut you off if you reject the light.
Yes,
when John the Baptist came preaching, listen, he said, "Think not to say with you in yourselves that we're the children of Abraham."
Amen.
Said, "God is able of these stones to raise up children under Abraham." And he said, "Behold, the axe is being laid to the root of the tree."
Amen.
He said, "Bring forth fruits meet for repentance."
Amen.
You know, it's not in the power of man or the will of man. It's got to be in the will of God.
Amen.
The will of God. That we might find forgiveness and mercy. Listen, we're not living in a generation that's seeking the Lord.
Amen.
We're living in a generation that's being reprobated.
Amen.
And turned over to reprobate minds. I hate to say it, but that's how it is. And we're living in a generation that does preach the word in deceitfulness and guile. They're deceiving the souls of men.
Amen.
They're beguiling unstable souls. They're making merchandise out of men. Listen, my friend, that's not a sign of God continuing in forbearance.
Right.
That's a sign of God fixing to judge this world.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah, God's forbear, not willing that any perish, but all would come to repentance. But I'm telling you what, my friend, we're seeing signs of God turning men over to reprobate minds. Listen, it's not something being done in the corner. It's being done from the White House down to yours and mine house.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Listen, if they had their way, they wouldn't let us say anything against it. But we can't let them have their way. They're wrong.
Yeah.
And so we got to stand for the truth and let God be true and every man a liar.
Yeah.
Listen, God's not putting up with that stuff.
No.
God's not going to accept any of that. And so we've got to reject it and we've got to reprove it. See?
Yeah.
And so we're down here tonight to preach God's Word and to compel us to not be high-minded but fear. And remember that God is a consuming fire. Listen, God can cut us off.
Amen.
Or He can bless us. He can give us more light. But what we need to do is surrender our will to His will.
Amen.
You know, it talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 talks about the children of Israel. So they were all baptized under Moses in the cloud and the sea. Isn't that right?
Yep.
But with many of them, God was not well pleased. Let me get over there. I usually got this marked, but I didn't have it this time. Just, moreover, brethren, I would that not that ye should be ignorant. You know, God don't want us to be ignorant. You know, the world's guilty of being willingly ignorant. I hope we're not tonight. We're not just willfully rejecting the light and willfully being ignorant of God's power towards us and God's will for us. And that we'll, like Brother Jamie said, we'll cry mightily to God and confess our sins toward heaven and pray God would be merciful to us and we'd turn with our whole hearts toward Him and toward His will instead of ours. You know, sometimes we've just been surrendering to our will so long, haven't we? Well, God's not going to mind. No, God is going to mind. He's going to mind. He didn't accept it in their generation, you know. And says, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. That rock was Christ. And of course, listen, my friend, God's fed us with some heavenly manna. Listen, if we're saved, He's let us sit in some heavenly places. And He's made us, given us assurance of our salvation if we're saved. And of course, we shouldn't be overconfident in that. But we need to fear God and recognize that God, that doesn't mean that we don't need to strive to enter into the blessings of God. You know, they got up there to the edge of the promised land and turned back. Yep. Isn't that right? Instead of believing God's word, they were in unbelief. That's how we are sometimes, isn't it? We don't believe God's promise. We turn back in our hearts and God doesn't accept it for us. And what we need to do is turn back toward those things and ask God if He'll allow us to move forward. You know what they did? They tried to go by themselves without the will of God. God didn't let them enter in. See, it's got to be the will of God. Even this meeting, listen, if it's not in God's will, it's all going to be vain, isn't it? And so we're just here by the allowance of God. If God peradventure will grant us a place to draw nigh to Him, and He'll give us some spiritual illumination and strength, and if He'll enlarge our hearts.
Amen, brother.
See? Said, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted, and neither be adulterers as some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
Amen.
Oh Lord, what they're doing
today. See? No, this ain't no picnic.
Amen.
This ain't no picnic. We're coming down here to do some serious things before God. Our God's a consuming fire. Listen, God hardens whom He will. Is that right? And He illuminates whom He will. He rejected Cain. He rejected two of Aaron's boys for offering strange fire before the altar of God. He cut them off. He'll cut us off too. He's not a respecter of men's persons, is He? See? And of course, God, listen, I'm glad He's a merciful God. He's long-suffering, not willing that any had perished. But you and I, we're living in perilous times. Isn't that right? That's what the Bible says. Men will be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. You can't help it sometimes if some of that don't rub off on us.
Amen.
And some of their complacency don't affect our compassion and our zeal for God. And listen, He said in the last days, scoffers would come.
Yep.
It's already here. We're not waiting to find out. It's here. It's here. I hope it's not in this service. Am I right? I hope it's not in this service. I hope you didn't come down here to scoff at God's Word. Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, God can just cut you off and then no light. No light.
Amen.
No light. It's like Brother James said, we all got loved ones. We love to see them saved, but God's not moving. God's not dealing with them. And so that puts a responsibility on us to do things that would please God. Now, listen over here in John. John, the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 6. Of course, there were some scoffers in Jesus' day too.
Yeah.
Verse 42, it says, "And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven?"
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they do when they look at us.
Yeah.
I know them people.
Yeah.
I know who they are. I lived around them all my life.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Listen, said, and Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves." You know, if somebody's known us all our lives, they ought to know that something's happened to us after we got saved.
Amen.
You know what happened to Paul? Boy, just think if God hadn't sent the light to Paul.
Yeah.
He hadn't illuminated him on the road to Damascus.
Yeah.
He'd never found a place of repentance.
Yeah.
Listen, if God hadn't sent Philip out to preach that Ethiopian eunuch in the desert, well, listen, he'd still be wondering what Isaiah 53 was all about.
Yeah.
He would have been in darkness with no light.
Yeah.
But God sent him light.
Yeah.
God sent him a messenger. And God's sent us some things to illuminate us and give us light and understanding, and he hadn't left us in darkness. Praise God for that. What a day it was when God turned toward us in our darkness, and he sent us light and let us see who we were and how lost we were in his sight, and let us behold his wrath upon us, and gave us a place to repent before him and be saved. Boy, if God hadn't done that, we'd still be without hope.
Amen.
That's where we was. Listen, if God moves your heart tonight, if God convicts your heart about sin,
yep.
I don't know what sin, God, that's between you and God, but I'm telling you, move in the light that you got.
Amen.
When God gives you light, my friend, move in that light.
Amen.
You know, that same God can turn the light out. He turned it out for Israel.
Yep.
He turned, listen, they've been given a spirit of slumber. How many people in this world, they're just sleeping and slumbering?
Amen. Yeah.
Am I right?
Multitudes. Yeah.
They know not. They're like there was in Noah's generation.
Yeah. Amen.
They're some of them scoffers and mockers. It says, Jesus saith therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him."
Yeah.
They didn't see who he was.
Yeah.
Peter did.
Yeah.
He went and got Philip. Is that right? He went and got some others, and they saw who he was.
Yeah.
"Whom do men say that I am?"
Yeah.
Well, some say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
Yeah.
"Who do you say that I am?"
Yeah.
"Thou art the Son of God,"
yeah,
the Son of the living God,
yeah,
the Christ.
Yep, sir.
Listen, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Now, whose will is that?
Yeah.
Whose will are we relying on here?
Amen.
Not man's will.
Amen.
God's will.
Amen.
God allowed it.
Right.
If God will allow them repentance, if God will allow us to carry the gospel in this world. Listen, it says, "No man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God." There's the illumination.
Amen.
There's the illumination. No regeneration without illumination.
Amen.
Listen, if God don't visit you, you haven't got any light.
Amen.
If the Holy Spirit don't come and convict your heart and reprove you of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Listen, you're still in darkness. You know, you can hear with your ears, but if you don't hear with your heart, and if God don't illuminate your heart and bring you under conviction and draw you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, how many times did you hear the gospel before God illuminated you?
Amen.
Quite a few times.
Yep.
You know what? I heard it, but I didn't hear it in my heart.
Amen.
I heard it, but it didn't convict me. I heard it, but it wasn't, God didn't give me a particular call.
Yeah.
But one day, I began to feel I had a need.
Yeah.
I had a need. Mm-hmm. Not only God could supply my need, I needed God to forgive me for my sins, and I needed God to have mercy on me and save me from my sins.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, I didn't know anything about the new birth. I didn't know anything all about it. But all I knew to do was one thing. Seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Seek Him. Call upon Him. The Bible says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Listen, we're living in a generation that's losing ground when it comes to a time when God can be found.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
If He cut off Israel,
Lord.
And it wasn't just on an individual sin, it was national sin.
Amen.
Their leaders caused them to reject Christ and have Him crucified. Isn't that right? That's really what happened. And the people went along with it. Most people's going along with it in our nation too, ain't
Amen.
They? They love to have it so.
Right.
Listen, they'd rather have the light turned off.
Amen.
They don't want any of this old-fashioned
right.
preaching.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, we need more of it.
Amen.
Listen, and of course, we need more sinners that are not moved by these things, the pleasures of sin for a season. They can see the vanity of all this.
Amen.
What is your life but a vapor?
Right.
What are all the riches? Boy, I'm going to be rich. What are you asking for? You don't even know what riches are. And listen, most of them rich men died as fools.
Amen.
They did. And most of them died in darkness.
Amen.
Until they lifted their eyes in hell.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Then they knew.
Amen.
Then they believed. But it was too late.
Right.
It was too late. And listen, they got cut off. And listen, that reminds me of the rich man Lazarus. You know, the rich man said, "Oh, send Lazarus to my brother's house and tell them not to come here." You know what God said? They got the law and the prophets. If they won't hear them, they won't hear the one rose from the dead. God said, "I'm not going to allow it."
Amen.
They got enough light. If they want to find me, they can find me through my word. If they won't find me through that, then they can be damned. That's right. God will damn you. Listen, we're condemned. We're a condemned race. And by nature, we're children of wrath. And yet, God, my friend, was willing to turn toward us and send the light toward us and let us to find a place before Him to find mercy and regeneration. And even that we could become the people of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We weren't the people of God.
No.
That's right. We weren't the people of God. They shall, every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me.
Amen. There you go.
You reckon any of them Buddhists are saved? No. Any of them Muslims?
Amen.
No.
No. Preach, brother.
Amen.
Most of them Catholics ain't saved. Well, most of them, all them Catholics ain't saved either.
Amen.
Yeah. They're going to the Pope.
Yeah.
They're trying to come up some other way.
Man.
Listen, it's not by wafers or works. It's by regeneration.
Man.
Most false religion, they want all they know to do is get some poor sinner to repeat after me and get baptized in water.
Man.
Boy, you better get baptized by the Holy Spirit before you ever get wet.
Man.
You better get regenerated and illuminated before you think about ever getting baptized in water.
Yeah.
See? But what are they doing? They're beguiling people. They're being deceitful. They're deceiving men's hearts and souls. It's kind of like all these other versions of the Bible.
Yeah.
Written by the same people.
Yep.
Yeah. Every different version, they say, we've tried to bring you the best one we can give you. The best interpretation of God's Word. Well, how come it's different than the last one you said that it was about?
Amen.
It's all about money.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Right.
They're beguiling unstable souls. And they're deceiving and making merchandise out of men.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make you think they got your best interests at heart. They don't even know what they're talking about.
Amen. Rich, brother.
Right.
They don't know what what they're talking about. They've never been to God. If they knew God, they wouldn't be trying to change His Word.
Amen.
And they do more to pervert the Scriptures than to give you a better translation. Yeah. I am reading this Bible here. It's kind of one of them study Bibles. A better way of saying that would be, that was a worse way of saying whatever it was.
Amen.
So I just ignored it.
Right.
But a lot of people ain't got that much sense.
Amen.
They think, that guy's got a DDD or whatever it is they got. He's a doctor of divinity. Surely he knows. No, friend. Listen, he's teaching lies for the devil. That's what they're doing. And they're deceiving men's souls. They're not giving you the true light. You know what the devil used?
Yeah.
The Word of God.
That's right.
Yes. That's right.
He perverted it. That's right. He perverted it. Yeah. He used it in a way to deceive Eve.
Yep.
Am I right? He perverted it. He even tried to use it in a way to deceive the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Christ reproved him with the truth.
Amen.
Sure it is. That's right. Of course, Jesus Christ was the Word.
Amen.
He was made flesh and dwelt among us. Listen, He's the light that came to the Gentiles. And listen, He's the one that brought light to you and me. And He was given to us. And, you know, we've taken the light that God's given us. And now we're in a place where, you know, there's not much light. Not much light. Not much folks really know what's going on. You know, and some of it's because of all the deception in the world.
That's right.
But, you know, it said because iniquity had bound, love of many had waxed cold. That's part of the problem too, ain't it?
Amen.
Our love's not in the right place.
Amen, brother.
See? Our love's not all in the Lord. Sometimes it's at our job. Sometimes it's in our money. Sometimes it's in our cows. Sometimes it's in our entertainment. It's in everything but this. Everything but the truth. That's where we got to get our hearts back to the Lord. And we got to turn with Him to Him with our whole hearts. Before God will use us and bless us. How many people here remember the day that the Lord saved you?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Remember that hour?
Yeah.
God sent you a light into your heart. Listen, that light showed you that you was heading the wrong way.
Amen.
Before you ever got saved, you had to say, Lord, I'm surrendering to Your will. I'm taking my love off this world and I'm putting it on You.
Amen.
That's what we told him. Boy, remember how precious he was.
Amen.
He was precious. Unto you that believe, he's precious.
Amen.
But unto them that don't believe, he's a stone stumbling and a rock of offense.
Amen.
See? Is Christ precious to you?
Amen.
Or is he a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense?
Amen.
Well, I'm not going down there because I don't like what the preacher's saying about my sins.
Amen. There you go.
Amen.
Tell the truth.
Amen.
Tell the truth. That's what's wrong a lot of times. What we need to do is go down there anyway and get our sins washed away and let the Lord give us straight paths for our feet and illuminate us and give us new pathways to walk in. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Listen. Here's another place. John chapter 12. Verse 34. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever." See, they didn't understand his death.
Right.
They didn't understand it. A lot of people don't understand it. Still don't understand it. Boy, you and I understand it. That's why they sang that song.
Amen.
What kind of man?
Amen.
Would reach down his hand for someone like me.
That's right.
What kind of man would go to Calvary and taste death for me?
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
He went to Calvary for us. Listen, my friend, He was willing to suffer for us. We ought to be willing to suffer for Him.
Amen.
Am I right?
Yeah. Preach, brother.
Yeah. He suffered a lot greater than we ever suffered for Him.
Yes, sir.
Listen, said, and the people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? And who is this Son of Man?"
Yeah.
See, they was in darkness.
Yeah.
They heard, but they didn't hear. They saw, but they didn't see.
Amen.
Then said Jesus unto them. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is light with you. How long? A lot of people ask, oh, that light will be around whenever I want it.
Uh-huh.
That ain't what it says, friend. Amen. Yet a little while is the light with you. You know what? Right before I got saved, I felt like, boy, the Lord could turn the light off any time. And you know what? It'd been just for Him to do it.
Amen.
If God, peradventure, would grant repentance unto you tonight, would you walk in the light?
Amen. Amen, brother.
Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you.
Mm-hmm.
For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. You know how many people think they're saved and they're lost in our generation?
Right.
Thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Right.
They've been deceived by some. They've gone to some little church camp, not like ours. Not like ours. And they've been moved into making a little profession. Listen, I'm not against you seeking the Lord down here, but you tell me.
Yeah.
If God saved you, I ain't going to tell you. And you tell me how He saved you. I want to know a little bit about it.
Amen, preacher.
Yeah. Listen, if God deals with your heart,
right,
you'll be able to tell me about an experience.
Amen.
You're right.
Right.
About a conviction.
Amen.
That all the world might become guilty before God.
Amen.
Guilty. See? You know what's wrong with a lot of people? They're not guilty.
Amen.
They're guilty, but they don't know it. Put it that way. How's that?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
They've never been illuminated. If they have, they rejected the light. You know, Romans chapter 1 talks about some folks when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. And God turned them over to reprobate minds to do things not convenient. He talks about lesbians and homosexuals. I guess that's how you name them. Queers.
Amen.
Yeah, men burning in their lust after men and women after women. You know what God does with that? He condemns it.
Amen.
That's right. He said, Sodom and Gomorrah set forth an example to them who afterwards would live ungodly. That tells you what God thinks about it. And listen, what do you think about it? What do you think about it? Listen, I'll tell you what, the problem a lot of times is what people think about it.
That's right.
See? They're not willing to take God's side. So God's not going to show them anything. He's not going to give them any more light. It says when they knew God too. Somewhere along the line, God showed them something. And they rejected the light that He gave them. And I don't care whose kids it is. If it's my kids, it ain't no good. Ain't no good. God's going to judge it. And really, that's a sign God's rejected them. Boy, that's kind of scary for our nation, ain't it? See? You know what? You can't get very many people to come to a service like this. You start talking about church camp. Well, a lot of churches, they got to deal with 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds. And of course, some of you are probably that young too. But what I'm saying is, they don't got any of the adults.
Right.
So they're running the kids, and they're twisting their arms and getting false professions out of them. And then when they grow up and turn toward sin, they think they're all right. They don't even see anything wrong with what they're doing because they haven't got no illumination because God's rejected them. Yeah, He has. Yeah.
Amen.
See? Well, hey. He rejected all them Pharisees. Is that right? How many of them did He accept? He told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Amen.
Nick.
Yeah.
It ain't going to work.
What's born of God, or what's born of the Spirit, Well, I'm going to have to read it. So John chapter 3 says there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. Now Nicodemus got saved, didn't he?
Yep.
But I believe it took a while.
Yeah.
Most of them Pharisees got cut off. God laid the axe to the root of the tree. And I think a lot of people are getting cut off. Why? Because they won't lay down their self-righteous rags.
Yeah.
And that's all they are, is rags.
Yeah.
Listen, it says the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, teacher, master. See, well, he was real polite. He was real reverent. But listen, he didn't recognize who Christ really was. He didn't see him. Listen, he didn't have any light until the Lord gave him light. It says, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Listen, John didn't say anything about a teacher. He said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I know he's an apostle of our faith. He's our high priest. But he was more than just another rabbi. You know, that's what a lot of people call him. He was a teacher. Yeah, he was a good teacher. He was a good man. He lived a long time ago. He's still alive.
Amen.
He's still alive. He ever liveth. No man took his life from him. He laid it down.
Amen.
So he could take it up again. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And then ascend to heaven. Boy, I like what God said in Isaiah. Forever ascended. God said, they're not going to hear His voice crying in the streets. God didn't send Him to preach to us. He sent men. Preaching the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's right. I never heard Jesus' voice. But I heard that the Holy Spirit working on my heart.
Yeah.
I felt the convicting power. Listen, if God hadn't sent me that illumination in my heart, I'd still be lost.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't know anything was wrong with me.
Right.
That's what happened to most of them Pharisees. Jesus Christ showed Nicodemus he didn't know what he was talking about. Yeah. And I think Nicodemus must have been kind of a humble man. Because he got more light. Yeah. So and Jesus answered, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See?
Yeah.
That's why some of these folks are saying, well, October 21st, the world's come to an end.
Okay.
Yeah, they can't see the kingdom of God. They don't even believe in it.
Amen.
See, they don't understand what it is. So Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? See, a lot of people think that you just get baptized and then you outrun the devil.
Yeah.
You get baptized and do the best you can.
Yeah.
I'll live by the golden rule. I'll do the best I can. Surely God will let me in for that. That ain't good enough.
Amen.
That ain't good enough.
Amen.
God's already rejected that.
Amen.
Listen, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yep.
That means the best we can do under the golden rule ain't good enough. That's what that means.
Yeah.
God's concluded all under sin. So He might have mercy upon all. God's winked at our ignorance, commands all men everywhere to repent.
Amen.
Believe the gospel and be saved unto good works.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
After you get saved, then you can go to work for the Lord. Not before.
Amen.
You're not trying to go to work for God before He saves you. He's going to reject all that.
Amen.
See? Said, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit.
There you go.
See? That's the natural birth and the spiritual birth, ain't it?
Amen.
Right there. What's born of the flesh is flesh. And what's born of the Spirit is Spirit.
Amen.
See? That ain't the tub. That's the fleshly birth, that water. It says, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. And the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. See? Boy, I'll tell you what, you know. They started singing that song. Somebody got under... I think the Spirit humbled somebody, don't you? Somebody else kind of got humbled.
Amen.
We start thinking about what the Lord's done for us, and God humbles us in our hearts, and it moves us to acknowledge His suffering and death for us.
Sure.
You know, I think that was the Lord kind of blowing, the wind blowing. Don't you?
Amen.
We can sing. Sometimes we can sing these old songs about Zion and the Lord Jesus Christ and how He came down from heaven to bring redemption to you and me, and it'll make us shout and rejoice with tears in our eyes. That's the Holy Spirit. And sometimes maybe that's all we get for a little while. That's enough. It's enough. And you have the quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. He's talking about something, you know, something happening in our hearts. I told him the other night. See that light bulb right there? There's something going on in there.
Yeah.
If there wasn't nothing going on in there, there wouldn't be no light.
Amen.
But that power comes down to that bulb, and it makes something happen inside that bulb, and it generates some light in that thing.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen to you and me.
Amen.
We need some power to come down.
Boy, we do.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
It says, whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? That's what a lot of people say. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes it might take... I had a boy come to me just the other day. So the day I've talked to him, I heard he told this other fellow that I work with, he said, I guess we're going to be working with Ralph. I guess he's going to be preaching to us.
Good.
That's what he said. He said, yeah, you guys probably need it too.
Amen.
I got to talking to one of them a little bit, and I said, listen, I ain't real smart, but I know something because I've had an experience in this.
Right.
You know what he said? Now, he never said this before. He said, I believe you have.
Amen.
Maybe God's going to do something for him. I don't know. God don't do nothing, I sure can't.
Amen.
But maybe God will. You know, sometimes I think we just give up on folks.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I did kind of give up on them. But you know, until God really moves on them, there's not much we can do except just patient continuance and well-doing.
Amen.
Sometimes they'll go away for a few years and you never see them. All of a sudden they show back up.
Yeah.
Amen. God might have a purpose in all that.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
See? We never know.
That's right.
We never know. That's why it's important.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Patient continuance and well doing. Sometimes, you know, we kind of give up, and then God stirs us a little bit and makes us remember.
Yes.
That's what we really need to do, boy. We need to get down here and remember what God did for us.
Amen.
Remember how God's done things in times past in our lives. How He's blessed us and led us through the wilderness and gave us joy and fed us manna the world don't know anything about. That's right. Boy, I tell you what, I think about some of them folks, you know, and just think if God hadn't opened Lydia's heart. Yeah. Just think if Paul hadn't let this light, or God hadn't let the light shine around Paul on the road to Damascus.
Amen.
He'd still been a rebel.
Amen.
Nothing would have changed him. Nothing would have changed Lydia either.
Amen.
Nothing would have changed Nicodemus if the Lord Jesus Christ hadn't told him some things he couldn't understand in his flesh.
Amen.
The natural man receiveth not the spiritual things of God, but God reveals them unto us by His Spirit.
Amen.
See? Listen, I understood that there was a heaven and a hell, but listen, I needed some spiritual light.
Amen. Yep.
And really, God's a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. And what God really wanted to deal with was not my mind and not my necessarily my knowledge.
Yeah.
See, He wasn't trying to make me smart in the wisdom of the world or the wisdom of men. He was trying to illuminate me spiritually and help me see the eternal judgment that lied upon my soul. Well, my eyes couldn't see it. My ears, my mind really didn't understand it, but my heart could feel it. See? Paul got down there and he got blinded and the light shined around him and he said, "Lord, who art thou?" Boy, he knew something was going on. He knew somebody. He was in the presence of somebody and he was powerful.
Amen.
You know what he said? "I'm Jesus who thou persecutest."
Yeah.
"It's hard for thee to fight against the pricks."
Yeah.
He was under conviction.
Yeah.
He didn't fall in a thorn bush.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
What kind of stories people make up to explain things because they don't understand it.
Right.
He was pricked in his heart. Boy, I imagine Paul, God pricked him pretty good because he was killing Christians. "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" That's what he said. That's what you got to say too. "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" You got to surrender to His will. If you're not, don't ever surrender to His will, God could turn the light out on you completely. That woman at the well, Jesus kept talking to her. He kept giving her a little more light, a little more light. Finally, she got up, left the water pot down there and went home and said, "Come see a man who told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" She got some light she didn't have before. "You worship you know not what." She didn't get offended about that. How many people do?
Yeah.
All kinds of them. "Are you running down my religion?"
Yeah.
I'm just telling you it ain't no good.
Amen.
I'm just telling you what God said about it.
Amen.
Most, you know, in our day, I guess probably 99% of it ain't no good.
Amen. What I believe.
First Baptist, Southern Baptist, Methodist, Missionary Baptist, Independent Baptist, a lot of them just turned to entertainment. It's all about making people feel good instead of getting people to humble themselves before God and cry out to Him. It's about pleasing the crowd.
Amen.
Instead of seeking invisible things. That's really what we're here to do tonight. We're reaching for something that's invisible. But you can get it right here. Yeah. If the Lord ever comes down on this place, we won't see it with our eyes. We'll feel it in our hearts.
Amen.
That's right. Is that right?
Yes, amen.
That's where you'll feel it. And listen, my friend, the goodness of God leads thee to repentance.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Fall on your knees and cry to Him. And let God, my friend, give you mercy for Christ's sake, if He will, peradventure.
Amen.
Well, I might be getting off the track, huh? Listen, he said, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou master of Israel, and knowest not thou these things?" He was. They had the law and the prophets. They didn't even know who Christ was.
Amen.
"Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have everlasting life, and they are they that speak of me."
Amen.
They started talking about how Abraham was dead. Jesus Christ told him, "Abraham lived to see my day," and he was glad.
Amen.
So he rejoiced. See? I think there's some living saints in heaven. Not dead. Living. See, we don't have no dead saints in the Baptist church.
Amen.
That's right. Praise God for that. "You have the quickened who are dead in trespasses and sins. Now we're alive forevermore.
Amen.
Though he were dead, yet shall he live." That's how we are.
Amen.
Yeah. We got born twice, now we only got to die once.
Yep.
You get born once, you're going to have to die twice.
Amen.
That's how it is. Boy, that's second death, my friend. That's eternal. Some of them folks are coming out of hell, and then they're going to taste the second death. They haven't really tasted it yet. But listen, my friend, God's got them in captivity. That rich man hadn't come out. He's going to come out long enough to stand before God. God say, listen, I put you in there justly. Now I'm putting you in that lake of fire over there. Because you had your good things, and you lived sumptuously every day, and you wouldn't humble yourself to consider my work and my word. He wouldn't even have mercy on his neighbor Lazarus. Lazarus lay at the rich man's gates and begged for the crumbs under his table. Listen, they were supposed to be good to those folks.
Yeah,
the law told them to.
Right.
It says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. That's a lot of people's problem. I go to my church. That's fine. What do they teach over there? What do they teach over there? Well, just believe John 3:16 or something like that. That's what they believe. Well, I believe that, and I wasn't saved.
I did too.
Listen, as a matter of fact, we believed in Jesus before we ever got saved. We believed in the wrath of God before we ever got saved.
Yes, sir.
Listen, that's not what saved us. God illuminating us is what saved us, and God giving us a place, my friend, to find Him.
Yes.
Where we could cry to Him and say, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Amen.
And God forgave us for Christ's sake. Yes. Boy, if He hadn't turned the light on, listen, if he hadn't opened our hearts like He opened Lydia's heart, and she attended unto those things spoken to Paul. What happened to the Philippian jailer? He wanted some light. He sprang in asking for light. Jesus Christ, Paul preached Christ to him, didn't he? He heard him over there praising the Lord and singing, and then God shut that prison house and loosed the bonds of the prisoners. Boy, that Philippian jailer thought it was over, and Paul said, harm not thyself. We're all here. Boy, he wanted to know more about it. And he washed their stripes. You know, if you ever get saved, you won't hate God's people.
Amen.
You'll love them.
That's right.
Amen. Isn't that right?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, we don't preach, you know, perfection in the flesh. I understand you can get out of sorts with folks. See? But God, you know what God does? He chastens His kids. He corrects us. See? He loves us. He cares for us. And listen, He wants us to be restored.
Amen.
Yeah. You know what kind of God is? He's a God that wants us to forgive one another.
Amen.
And love one another.
Amen.
Even as He forgave us.
Amen.
And loved us.
Yes, sir. Right.
That's right, yes. Says, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Yeah. Heavenly things. Well, I'll tell you what now. Nicodemus, before you get saved, you're going to have to see into some heavenly stuff. This is more than just earthly. Listen, I'll tell you what, before I ever got saved, it wasn't about something down here. It was about something over there. The only thing about it down here was me. And my sins, my vile body, my wretchedness. See? And God's holiness and His judgment that was waiting for me on the other side. And listen, you can be that fast. You know, we're going to be resurrected in a moment and twinkle an eye. Listen, you can go off in eternity that fast. And then where will you be? That rich man lifted his eyes in hell. Lazarus died. He was in the bosom of Abraham. And he was comforted. And there was a goal fixed. And that rich man couldn't come out of hell. He was tormented in those flames. I was listening to Brother Homer preach on that, you know. He didn't just have torment. He had torments.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Torments. And he couldn't take it. And he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Father Abraham wouldn't have mercy on him. Couldn't have mercy on him. Listen, God's not going to have mercy on sinners in hell either. Listen, you either get saved here and you find that comfort that Lazarus found in eternity. Of course, we got some better, even better reward than that now. See? The bosom of Abraham. Boy, I'll tell you what, we got some better things in Jesus Christ. Let me go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Chapter 3. I'll start at verse 1. I'm not going to... This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. See? By way of remembrance. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. That's what they had in Noah's day. There was only evil continually. There was men of renown. That's right. Proud sinners. That's what that means. Men of renown. Listen, they were famous sinners. We got a lot of famous sinners in our world. It says, knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust. Boy, I'll tell you what. See, are we there yet? We're past that. We're past that. Listen, and saying, where's the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. I've heard people say that.
Amen.
Haven't you?
Yes.
And scoff.
Yeah.
Scoff. Now, I'm glad this ain't that bunch.
Amen.
But there's some admonition in here for us. In Peter's Word. Now, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. I'm going to go to verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now I want to stop right there. Now I want to remind you that God is cutting men off. No, He's long-suffering, not willing that any perish, but all would come to repentance. At the same time, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God.
Amen.
Does that sound like God's waiting on them? No. He's already laid the axe to the tree.
Amen.
It's over.
Right.
I'm through with you.
Amen.
He waited in Noah's day. Told Noah, it repenteth me that I've made man. My spirit shall not always strive with man. He told Noah to build that ark.
Yep.
Told him how to build it. Noah didn't say, well, Lord, maybe it'll work better if I build it like this. So he got the fashion from God. And he moved with fear and built the ark the way God said to. And one day God said, Noah, come thou and thy family into the ark and shut the door. And God sealed them in.
Amen.
7 days before it began to rain. Yeah. I imagine some of those folks were going around saying, where's Noah? He's up there in that ark, isn't he?
Yeah.
Why, that old fool. Hey, what are you doing up there with them animals? I bet it really stinks in there.
Yeah.
They wasn't doing that the 7th day, was it?
No.
They wasn't doing that 10 days later.
Anybody?
I was probably saying, Noah, remember me?
Yeah.
I was your next door neighbor. Noah, let me in. Noah! Noah couldn't let him in.
Good.
God shut the door.
Amen.
Boy, it was too late. Too late! Listen, it'll be too late for some of you. If God shuts the door. If God shuts the door. Now, Peter's bringing us home personal to us saved. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
Amen.
See, we're kind of falling from our steadfastness. We'll let some things slip. By and by, we're not as fervent and zealous as we was before. Listen, said, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that we look for such things, be diligent that we may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Cleanse yourselves. That's what we need to do tonight, ain't it?
Yes.
If we hadn't already done it,
amen.
Pray, God, oh Lord, forgive me where I failed at Your will.
Amen.
Lord, forgive my slothfulness, my lack of compassion for some of them folks that are lost,
amen.
And I've never said a thing to them. Wherefore, beloved, seeing we look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace without spot. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him. Now I'm going to skip down. Verse 17, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked. I don't think Peter would warn us if it couldn't happen.
Yeah.
See?
Right.
Okay. The error of the wicked. Fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. So I'm going to close there tonight. And you know, where are we at tonight? Have we let ourselves be led away? How many people ain't here tonight that used to come to these services?
Yes, sir.
You know?
Amen.
And maybe some of them had a zeal for the Lord, but now it's gone. You know what? Boast not.
Amen.
Boast not.
We
just stand by grace.
Amen.
Pray God peradventure would help us tonight to lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily besets us.
Amen.
And that we might turn toward Him with our whole heart, and He might use us for His honor and glory and for the salvation of other men's souls. Well, I'll tell you, I know how enticing it is to kind of run with the world a little bit. Yeah, especially you young folks now. I know it. Boy, it's easy to say, well, I want to be popular. Listen, that kind of popularity ain't no good. It's just fads and changes with tides, you know, and all that stuff is vain. It's just empty vanity. You know what? You'd be better off trying to please God than please men. You'd be better off trying to please God, you know, try, you young men, wait for a godly wife.
Amen.
Yeah. You young women, wait for a godly husband. You'll be sorry if you don't.
Amen.
You'll be sorry. How many people I know, they married somebody, that fellow I was talking to you about tonight, married some old gal, now he's two kids and one of them ain't even his. And she's gone. Yeah. That's how it works.
Every day.
Oh, I love you with all my heart. No, they don't.
Amen.
No, they don't.
Amen.
They don't even know what love is.
Amen.
Love is a commitment.
Yes.
Love is what Jesus Christ had.
Amen.
He died for us. That was love. Love is you being willing to lay down your life for somebody else. Do you husbands love your wives as Jesus Christ loved the church and laid his life down for it? I think wives ought to love their husbands that way too, though.
Amen.
Yeah. They twain shall be one. See, you know, a lot of marriages are got problems because there's two.
Right.
They haven't surrendered nothing. I go out with my friends, she goes out with her friends. And it all winds up gone.
Amen.
That's right. Tell you what, let the Lord direct it. Surrender to His will. Okay. I'm going to close right there. I believe I'll turn it to Brother Jamie. Let him take charge, brother.
I got some illumination tonight.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's what the message title was. I asked the Lord, because I've been praying today, Lord, quicken